It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Philadelphia is the largest and most populous city in the Commonwealth. You probably knew that, but what you may not know is that there are a wealth of things to do as well as great things to eat there. And this week, our intrepid travel contributor, Elaine LaBalme, is here to tell us why we would rather be in Philadelphia, or at least, you know, for a vacation. Elaine, welcome back. How are you?
Hey, I'm great. Good to see you, Paul.
You're familiar with that quote, right?
I am.
By?
Oh, I've heard about it, but I can't.
W.C. Field.
That's right. That's right. All things considered.
Yeah. Well, he always said, I'd rather be dead than be in Philadelphia. And then when he died on his tombstone, allegedly, it's written, on the whole, I'd rather be in Philadelphia.
There you go. You got it right.
So, okay, new girls. Summer in the city of brotherly love. Safe to say the locals are looking past the Phillies and onto the Eagles. And, you know, that's a Pirates fan can say that, right?
Well, now we can, and that's pretty cool.
So if you can't go see the Phillies, and why would you? then where? What do you do?
You know, actually, it is a friendly rivalry between the two cities now, isn't it, Paul? I think that...
Friendly?
No, sort of.
I don't think
All
so.
All right. Only a Californian could say that it's a friendly rivalry between Philly and Pittsburgh, huh? Well, despite that, there are just so many charms in the city. I mean, you know, the arts, the food scene, the history. There are a lot... I mean, it just makes for a terrific weekend getaway. And I did that recently, and I had a ball, and I certainly encourage it. It hasn't been a super, super hot summer. I mean, they've had some heat spells, but all in all, I think you can enjoy it. And there's some things actually close to the water that are fun this summer.
And Philadelphia is actually a great town when it comes to the arts. What's hot right now?
Yeah, you know, a couple things that are hot right now. The Barnes Foundation, which was moved from the suburbs, Marion, into the city, has a terrific exhibit this summer on Paul Cézanne, the still lifes of Paul Cézanne. Guy, you know,
right.
Bowler hat, mm-hmm. Apple. So that's definitely worth seeing. There's also a couple great things going on at the Philadelphia Museum of Art. Frank Gehry is the architect behind a big sort of renovation of the facility, and they've got an interesting display around that. And then Patrick Kelly, the clothing designer, who was a really hot big deal in the late 80s. There's an exhibit of his work called Patrick Kelly Runway of Love that I absolutely recommend to folks. That's just a terrific one at the Philadelphia Museum of Art.
And there's lots of history in Philly, and we all know about the Liberty Bell. So what would be some of the maybe less obvious historical things that people could check out?
Okay, a couple things. There's a facility I love there, the National Constitution Center. You're probably familiar with it. Obama made a well-documented stop there during his first election campaign. And they've got an exhibit right now called Slavery at Jefferson's Monticello. Lots of artifacts and historical documents around a number of the slaves of Thomas Jefferson. Another one that's fun that will appeal to you, it's called Chasing Dreams, Baseball and Becoming American. This is at the National Museum of American Jewish History, Kitty Corner from the National Constitution Center. And really how it talks about how immigrants, Jewish immigrants and others, were able to assimilate more easily in America through the game of baseball, understanding baseball a little bit better. And if you ever try to explain baseball to a foreigner, that's when you really realize how complicated but how uniquely American the game is.
And of course, that brought us Hank Greenberg,
yes,
and Sandy Koufax.
There you go.
Mike Epstein.
And no doubt they are all in the exhibit.
Good to hear. Now, you've tipped me to the fact that beer gardens are all the rage in Philly.
They
do
are.
Tell.
See, this is what we really wanted to talk about.
I guess.
Okay, there is an awesome beer garden on the waterfront, the Delaware River, this summer called the Spruce Street Harbor Park. It's a pop-up destination. It's got these giant hammocks in the hammock lounge. It has this thing called the Mist Walk where you can get misted. They've created what they call an urban beach. There's an oasis zone. It's this sort of mega beer garden right there on the waterfront. That one is rocking. The other one that's kind of cool that's been around for a little while is Frankfurt Hall. That's one of the Steven Starr restaurant bars. He's a well-known restaurateur in Philly. And this is a terrific beer garden as well. But if you just Googled Beer Gardens Philadelphia, there's probably a good a dozen that are worth your time. It's a very hot deal this summer.
And favorite restaurants, very quickly?
At the top of my list, A Kitchen, A Dot Kitchen and Bar. The chef just won Food & Wine's designation as Best New Chef in 2014. Does everything grilled. Get the whole fish.
And best place to lay our weary heads. Ben Franklin slept here.
Well, he didn't sleep here, but let me tell you, he wished he could have stayed at the Hotel Monaco on Chestnut and 4th, right near Independence Hall. I love the historic part of town, and now there's a very cool boutique hotel end of town.
No air conditioning back in Ben's day. No. Elaine LaBalme is our travel contributor. Thank you, as always, for filling us in.
A pleasure.
Filling us in on Philly, as it were. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Thanks for listening to Essential Pittsburgh. Back again tomorrow. Until then, so long for now. This week in this-